Visiting Liberty Island in New York means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. On this day, the weather is operating on a sliding scale of overcast to showers. But the ferry is still packed with people from all over the world, excited to see this iconic symbol up close.
Just a landmark to see when you're in New York.
Your name says it's from freedom, liberty.
You have to say America is kind of a symbol of freedom.
2,000 miles away in Aspen, a piece of that symbolism is on display. In 2010, Jan Vo, a conceptual Dutch and Vietnamese artist, began constructing We the People. Vo recast a life-size Statue of Liberty from 30 tons of copper sheets, all about the width of two pennies.
We're standing in the cafe portion of our roof deck sculpture garden looking out at Aspen Mountain, and you'll notice it's an undulating wall of copper that has a number of rivets and seams and folds.
That's Jonathan Hagman, Aspen Art Museum's installation director. He's on the third floor of the museum examining the sculpture. He says mounting, positioning, and weighting this particular piece was a challenge.
It's a really heavy base just because of the winds that we get up here. So it came in two parts, the base and the sculpture. We got the position, dropped the base, and monitor it every day. We look at it. We brush the snow off it. We make sure, you know, it's dry.
What Hagman is describing obviously doesn't sound quite like the iconic monument known worldwide. The thing is, the Aspen Art Museum only has one of the pieces, as Spencer Jackson, one of the museum's guides, explains.
This is one of 250 pieces of Jan Vo's We the People. It's his long-term project where he was reconstructing the Statue of Liberty.
But which piece is it that the art museum has? People seem to have it pretty narrowed down.
It's definitely somewhere on the robe.
I think it's a hip skirt.
Somewhere in the lower third is my only guess.
Heidi Zuckerman is CEO and director of the Aspen Art Museum. She says this piece is unique because it takes a lot of participation.
You have to use your imagination to think about other people standing in front of other aspects of this work in other places and what it might mean to them at that time as well.
Zuckerman says the museum acquired the Jan Vo piece from a private art collector based in Aspen. Although not intentional, she acknowledges that this work could be a manifest of today's zeitgeist.
I don't think we realized how sort of timely the presentation of a work of art that's really dealing with the issues of liberty and what it means to be an American would be on view at a complex time in our country's history.
Bernie Arndt works for the Aspen Skiing Company and is a regular at the art museum. He says like many of the works in this museum, Vo's We the People is conceptual in nature.
It's poignant, maybe quaint now, but in context of our current immigration philosophies and attitudes, I think it's a good point of discussion to find out where we are and what we think about relationships to different countries in the world.
He says on second glance, the physical structure reminds him of airline debris from September 11th, 2001.
At the base of World Trade Center is the 9/11 memorial.
Anti-terrorism messages have become an integral part of the Liberty Island tour. Since 9/11, visiting the statue has become a much more controlled experience. In Aspen, Zuckerman says that over time, her view of Vo's work has changed.
Seeing it against our changing landscape, our natural landscape. And it looks different when it's sunny and when it's cloudy, when it's covered with snow, when the mountain behind it is white or when it's green.
This piece of Jan Vo's We the People is on display through June 4th. Claire Woodcock, Aspen Public Radio News, with additional reporting from Joe Cardina in New York.